Proclamation number 7936, dated the July 6th, 1961. Free will must accept the light. I want to bring you light because you are living in darkness. I want to lead you out of the darkness of night into the light of day. I want to enlighten your spirit and illuminate you with my light of love. I want to make you happy because you are miserable in your spiritual darkness. I want the sun of my spirit to shine upon you. I want to give you that which you are lacking, the pure truth from God. I myself want to teach you, for then the darkness in you can no longer reign. Then the light of my love will radiate into your hearts and make you blissfully happy, for then you will no longer repel me, as you did when you fell away from me. But listen to me once again and accept the light of my love, as it was in the beginning. The fact that you humans are lacking light cannot be denied by you, for you have no idea about the meaning and purpose of your existence, about the reason for your earthly progress, about the meaning and purpose of any work of creation. You have no knowledge about the correlations and especially not about your relationship with your God and Creator. You don't recognize your Father in me and are unaware of the goal that you're to unite with me as your Father of eternity in order to be eternally happy again, as you were in the beginning. All this is unknown to you and neither do you question it, and thus you live in darkness and don't look for the light. But this state is a wretched one for you, because darkness also amounts to death. Only light is really life. But I want to awaken you to life from your lifeless state and therefore I bring you the light. And trust me, this light will make you happy. You will be glad when you know about everything and can live your earthly life consciously because you want to reach the goal which comprises eternal beatitude. I do not want you to continue your life on earth in this dark state, nor do I want you to take notice of the deceptive lights which neither spiritually enlighten you nor give you bliss. I want to give you true light, knowledge which corresponds to the truth and which must originate from me because only I am the primary source of truth, because I am the light of eternity. You humans are my creatures and therefore possess my love because you emerged from my love. But I always want to give pleasure to that which belongs to me. Darkness is not a blessed state, only light can give joy to the being, and I want to give this gift to you. Yet I can only ever just offer you my gift of love, and then your free will must be willing to accept this gift. I can and want to do whatever it takes in order to return you to a state of happiness, but one thing I'm unable to do is to give you against your will that which you need to be happy. I can certainly offer you light, but I cannot force you to accept it and to let it shine into your hearts. You must open your heart to me and allow the ray of my light of love to enter it, then everything will become bright and clear within you and you will be happy. And since your free will is the only decisive factor as to whether you move in the darkness of night or in the light of day, I can only ever enlighten you of the fact that this free will determines your destiny, your fate, in eternity, that you have to direct your free will towards me by relinquishing your opposition and strive towards me with all your mind. And you'll be brightly illuminated by my divine light of love. Then you'll receive the kind of knowledge which will bring you joy, for you will realize all correlations and find out about your origin, about your process across the earth and your goal. And as soon as you become enlightened you will also find the path which leads to me. And you'll walk it of your own volition in order to reach me, because in the light of truth you finally recognize me myself. Because then you will love me too and aim to join me forever. And I will never ever let go of you again, for my love brought you into existence and my love will pursue you until you have become my own eternally. Amen.